Yeah, it's very bad at the minute, Catherine. Over the last probably 10 days, we've had five or six major bursts in the Malin Head area. Over the last 3 or 4 days, we've had four or five major bursts in the Orris area. And, you know, Irish Water have pledged to deal with these bursts and to deal with the service of water in North Inishowen. And to date, they haven't done that. And, you know, they've made a lot of promises that upgrades would happen. The likes of the Malin Head upgrade from Albaria to Bree was meant to be done over the last couple of years, and they have started test holes, but it's now Q3 of this year before that pipe goes on, which I found out yesterday. And I don't think that's totally unacceptable. It's unacceptable for the people living in the likes of Malin Head, the likes of Orris, and especially up here in North Inishowen, where an irregular occurrence in the summertime, especially coming into May, June time, this is a regular occurrence, bust water pipes on a regular basis, and people without water on a regular basis.
Now, the fact that it has happened just at the beginning of May, do you foresee it getting worse as the summer goes on, with more tourists coming into the area and so on?
Absolutely. You know, I think Irish Water seriously have to look at you know, the level of service that they're giving to customers here, and look at how you know, they can fast forward the upgrade of piping, and especially here in North Inishowen, because the Clamanny area, the Orris area, and the Malin area and the Glen Ely area are areas that have been affected very, very badly over the last couple of years with bust water mains. And, you know, both the Glen Ely area and the Malin area, as I said, you know, earlier, we're getting new pipes this year, but I say it's put back to Q3 now of 2018. And I say that's not acceptable. And the Orris area, the Clunch area, all those areas of Clamanny needs to be fast-tracked, fast-forwarded to whatever work needs to be done, whatever new pipes needs to be done. But Irish Water are dragging their heels as usual on this type of stuff, and they're not investing. You know, they're investing in big projects maybe around the county and different parts of the county, but they're not investing in the smaller rural areas. And I think it's detrimental to the tourism sector up here in North Inishowen. And I think it's something that needs to be dealt with very, very urgently.